Radio LAF. Aujourd'hui, des élèves de première nous proposent une de leurs émissions en anglais.
Hello everyone and welcome on the MCDG Radio. Today we have a very special guest, Michaela Brown, a scientist that graduated from the Technology Institute of California. She is here to tell us about the ninth planet of our solar system that she has recently found.
Thank you, Mrs. Johnson. Hello everyone, and thank you for inviting me on this famous show. I am honored to be here.
So, Mrs. Brown, when did you discover this mysterious planet?
It would be selfish to say that I discovered it myself. My team and I made this thrilling discovery on January 20th, 2016. It would be roughly 2 years now.
Why did you guys name it the X planet when you know that the other planets have the name of some Roman gods?
It is just more aesthetic, I guess. Planet X sounds better than the 10th planet, because you know that a couple of years ago Pluton was considered a 9th planet? And a name like Uranus wouldn't sound too good.
Yes, and how about my anus?
You're funny.
But seriously, where is it located exactly?
It's located further than Neptune's orbit and even further from Pluton. The distance could be equivalent to 100 times the distance between the Earth and the Sun.
And tell me, Mrs. Brown, how is this planet so special?
You know, it is approximately 10 times heavier than our planet. We also pointed out that gravity is way stronger there. And since it is so far from the sun, it's very cold and dark.
I've heard rumors about how it can disturb the Earth's activities. Can you explain me a little?
We actually discovered this planet because a lot of strange things were occurring in space at that time. But the things it does is just disturbing small planets. However, it could be a threat for our planet in the future. A study has recently shown that a rain of meteorites coming from X could be fatal for humanity. To raise awareness, the UN has decided to pick the day of December 30th as the International Asteroid Day. But thankfully, no asteroid has planned to ruin our humanity for a good century.
Thank you for all this information, Dr. Brown. I'm sure all our listeners are going to be very interested, but why focus on finding another planet when we can solve all the problems here on Earth?
You know, it would be wonderful to find a new world for humanity to live in, and scientific progress is always positive.
Yes, but the NASA is currently spending millions of dollars in space exploration. Shouldn't this money be spent on things like world hunger or sanitary problems?
I think I can't answer your question, Mrs. Johnson. I'm not qualified enough. You know, humans tend to ignore their problems often. Maybe the answer could be in the galaxy somewhere, who knows?
I think it's about time we finish. Thank you for coming, Dr. Brown.
No, thanks to you, Mrs. Johnson.
Bye.
It's always a pleasure to speak to you.